USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. In a sit-down interview between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Reuters on Friday, Zelensky details he knows about the mass graves found outside a city in Ukraine days after it was surrendered from Russia.
We have found 450 people killed and buried, but there's also several separate burial places.
A pro-life bill to ban abortions at 15 weeks is not sitting well with many pro-life Republicans. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says this should not be a federal issue.
After the Supreme Court has ruled in the Dobbs case, this issue is best decided on a state-by-state basis.
The bill filed by South Carolina's Senator Lindsey Graham was a shot at pro-abortion activists who have been emboldened by the Supreme Court decision. The Department of Justice will not be able to resume reviewing documents seized from former President Trump's estate. A federal judge denied the DOJ's request for a stay in the investigation while also appointing a special master to review the documents. The Justice Department had said it would appeal if the request was denied. More than a third of college students are quiet quitting to preserve their mental health. Quiet quitting refers to employees or students not going above and beyond, rather just meeting their job description, as an idea that recently spread virally on social media. This is USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
A software company is buying one of its competitors.
In another display of a corporation eating up its competition, Adobe Incorporated will buy collaboration software company Figma for about $20 billion. That's with a B. It's the biggest deal in their history to acquire a small but fast-growing rival that the tech giant hopes will give it better access to a larger group of customers. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the Justice Department to investigate whether the actions of some states may be illegal regarding the relocation of illegal immigrants. In a letter to the Attorney General, Newsom is urging the DOJ to investigate whether the alleged fraudulent inducement would support charges of kidnapping under relevant state laws. This coming on the heels of Texas recently sending buses filled with illegal immigrants to just outside the Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's looked into the laws, adding the Lone Star State is law-abiding.
Well, as a reminder, I'm the former Attorney General in Texas, as well as a former Texas Supreme Court Justice. I know the law very well, and what we've done in the state of Texas is follow the law to the T to make sure that everything that we've done comports with the federal law.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay. Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I find that... Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.